Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach, and just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
My man. Number one, Mitch Smedley.
My man.
Oh, man. You know what? Last time we had this whole, and this could be my complete ignorance on the show because I never listened to the shows, right? Before we did the last show, we talked about talking about the HVAC price book on the show and never talked,
about it.
Never said one fucking word about it.
Yeah. We'll just enter with that. So
never completely forgot.
Tradewinds now has an we've had a plumbing price book for sale for a while.
My God.
Tradewinds now has an HVAC price book available for sale. So if you go to tradewindsconsulting.com, and you can find it. There's like a button that says shop and
it says price book now.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Since there's two and not just one, you probably just click on price book.
Price books, and plumbing. Then you can pick plumbing or heating and cooling.
HVAC, baby.
A lot of you guys might be using like Profit Rhino for your price book. Profit Rhino charges you $150 a month indefinitely, and you miss a payment and you have no price book. The Tradewinds price book is $250, one-time payment. You own it. It's yours. Nobody can ever take it away from you.
And it's Excel.
And it's an Excel file that you import. Like, we even include a video for how to import it into
HouseCallPro.
It's
so easy to use. Yeah. It's so stupidly easy to use.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's one of those things, like, when you think about it, when you're first in business or not really technologically savvy, like, those things intimidate you. You know, like, oh, I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know if I can work that. Like, you spend 20 minutes on it, and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
this is so freaking easy.
You get up to speed on how to use it pretty quick.
It's insane.
It's basically like 40 to 80 hours of work done for you. So
for me, I'm slow, so 80.
Yeah.
Mitch is fast, probably 40.
I could probably rebuild the book from start to finish in 40 hours.
Well, now.
Yeah.
But the first time.
Yeah. So
a lot of shit in there.
Would you spend $250 to save 40 to 80 hours? Absolutely. Like, who wouldn't do that?
Now,
I mean, it's like in my life now.
I'm too tired. I shouldn't say too tired. I got too much shit going on.
Yeah.
I have too much.
Ironically,
shit
we're going to talk about that a little later in the show.
Shit. Too much shit going on.
No.
ADHD.
About what's your time worth?
What's my time worth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't dive off onto.
Well, we're not going to deep dive into it, but yeah. So
what do you want to talk about?
Do you hear, about the bridge that
of course I heard about the bridge. What kind of
morning?
Weird fucking question is that? It was actually like 12:30 last night when it got hit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What time did it actually collapse? Was it right after or did it take a while?
No, it collapsed instantly.
I mean, it hit, like, you can tell, like, it's concrete structure, and then it goes to, oh man, I'm going to sound so dumb. What's the metal? It goes up and down?
Girders?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like concrete bridge on either ends, and then it's like a suspension bridge in the middle.
Suspension bridge. Thank you. But yeah, they hit that one column on the one side of the suspension bridge, and like after that, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, they're marvels of engineering, but one of those gets taken out, it's over.
Right. Right. And then, like, you don't realize, like, this is just, I mean, we all did this in like sixth grade where we made bridges out of like toothpicks and glue.
Yeah.
Or popsicle sticks and glue.
Ass.
And then we had to see like how much weight they could hold.
Mine was toothpicks and I lost real quick.
And you realize real quick, like when one support goes,
it's over.
Everything, it's a domino effect after that. And so.
And you know what's weird too is like when you're a kid and you're in your 20s or whatever and you are looking at all that, you're like, man, if just one boat hits that. And then it never happens.
Yeah.
And then guess what?
Yeah,
one boat hit
one
it.
One hit it.
And just wrecked life. Did anyone die or did they rescue them all? Or
there's still six people missing. People had to have died. There was a construction crew on the bridge repairing potholes. And for those that aren't clued into society, we're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland.
We're not going to talk about Austin's failure.
He was looking at me.
Yeah, we were asking Austin who Francis Scott Key is, and Austin didn't know.
Because I'm like the most rude I've ever been from the internet, apparently, the past week.
But
I love you, Austin. It's okay, buddy.
Yeah, thankfully it would happen in the middle of the night because traffic was low.
Lower. It's still awful.
I mean, it's still
awful.
We're less than 24 hours into this thing, but it appears that the ship's Mayday call actually landed to the people that matter on the bridge, and they were actually able to stop some cars from entering the bridge.
Oh, were they really?
Because, like, if you watch the video footage, there's cars traveling all across the bridge.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, most of the car traffic stops right before the boat hits the bridge.
So I watched the video, but I didn't watch that. I just watched, like, you can see the ship, and then all the lights go out.
Yeah.
And then the Mayday call happens, and then it slams. I don't know what the duration is there.
Yeah, the video's a little sped up. Like, you can tell it was...
Yeah, so it's hard to tell. Was it 5 minutes? Was it 1 minute?
I
mean, it had to be a little bit of time, right? Because they were probably cruising to go but where they were supposed to, and then it takes a little while for that much weight to then get offset.
Right.
Like, and the real question is, like, and you had brought up before we started the show, the conspiracy theories and everything, like, how were cars still on it? Because those things move at, like, the speed of smell.
Yeah.
When they're in the harbor or bay or where, whatever you want to call it, going up the river. Like, and it takes a long time for that much weight to move 45 feet to the right. Now, I understand, like, the power goes out and that rudder gets shifted all the way over.
And you can totally see that in the video. The boat's coming at the bridge and at the camera in the video.
Yeah.
And you see the lights go out in the boat, and then you see the lights come back on. And now you start to see a whole bunch of black smoke come out of the boat.
Yeah.
And then the lights go out again. And during the lights out the second time, the boat starts veering towards the bridge support.
Which
and then
is
the lights come back on.
That's the one weird part. Like, I would never think that, like, so if power is completely killed and shut down, how's that rudder not locked into place?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It runs on hydraulics, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so how does that thing even...
Who knows?
Get turned that fast.
Well, and maybe, like, again, we're less than 24 hours into this. Like, nobody knows.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe somebody on the ship was like, if we're having these kinds of issues, we don't even need to be attempting to go under the bridge. So let's just turn this bitch around. And maybe they were in the middle of turning it around when the power went out again.
And then it stopped halfway through. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. What's the conspiracy theories you were talking
about?
It's so
crazy. Like
you were saying, and I haven't been on the phone all day today.
Yeah,
so
like these people just come up with this stuff so freaking fast. Like, and this is what gives conspiracy theorists a bad name, because, like, the running joke is the difference between a conspiracy theory and truth is 3 years. And maybe that's true, right? However, you can't tell me that these guys on the internet have gotten all this fact within 6 hours. But meanwhile, the mainstream media doesn't know anything. You know?
They're just making it.
It's just weird.
Like, I don't want to, like, get into a whole free speech thing here, but, like, you know, those people are lying and just making shit up.
Yeah, for attention.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And, like, everyone's trying to post their reels and their shorts about it so they can try to get a million views on a reel.
Yeah,
because it's timely and topical, and it's like,
my question is, what kind of loser just sits, and people do it all the time. We're going to talk about it here in a minute.
Yeah.
What kind of loser is just sitting there on their phone like this, just boop, 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 oh my God, and then just goes off on some wild fucking tangent.
I have the authority to give my opinion on this. Yeah.
This is what actually happened, because I worked on a ferry cruise ship for 37 minutes one time. Like, dude, what are you doing, you jackass? Stop.
There's one video from a private person that actually, like, holds some merit. And I don't know this guy's name.
Oh, I didn't see it. What is it, like, on the bridge or something, or what?
No. He's like a crab fisherman.
He's on another boat.
Yeah, he has his own boats, but he's like a one-man show crab fisherman.
Tough work.
Well, he's got, like, and I don't even know if it's crabs. It might be lobsters or something like that. But he probably is.
If it's in Baltimore, he's probably a crab.
Yeah,
crab's
I don't know.
A big thing there.
He has a YouTube channel, and he does a lot of stuff on social media, and it's basically, like, all day in the life of what his life is like. And he's like a one-man show trying to make it in the fishing world, right?
That could be. Is it any good?
Oh, it's cool. And the guy's
that could be
he's
cool.
got a
I
really
watch
cool
that.
He's got a really cool personality and everything else. Well, I've
really
seen
great accent, probably.
I've seen all of his stuff before.
And like he involves his girlfriend and so yeah. like you get to see the relationship between the two of them and everything else.
Okay.
And then like one of the latest videos I saw of his, and this is before this whole bridge thing. He was like every time he took his boat out, it was vibrating like crazy. And it took him forever to find out that it was a bad prop. And the prop didn't look bad, but somehow it had aged and worn out in a way to make it vibrate like crazy. And so
that's the first thing you change, by the way, on the boat. I mean, just letting everybody know. The thing about props is they will cavitate and they'll get out of balance.
Yeah. And so like he had a couple of series of videos of like figuring that out and then getting his boat up and out of the water to change the prop and like all this stuff. Well,
that's crazy. I didn't realize they do that now. They just pull them in. They pull it up on two giant straps.
Big straps.
And they just take the prop off, put the new one on.
His is an old boat. It doesn't come off easy. He's like half the video is him fighting it, trying to get it off.
I'm thinking you got to get scuba gear. You got to go down there, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you see him on those straps and you're like, oh yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like how dumb am I?
Well, and so I didn't realize where he's out of, but he's out of that bay. That's where he fishes out of.
Okay.
And so he's out on his boat today and he puts this video together and he's like giving his, you know, his overview, how it's impacted him and, you know, all of this stuff. And like, that's a legitimate, credible one. And he has the authority to give that video because he fishes out of that bay.
Yeah,
he already has a social media platform.
Yeah.
He understands the amount of traffic that goes across there and all that.
And there's a ton.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, all these conspiracy theorists are coming out with like, you know, oh, this was an inside job and that's a major traffic artery and they're trying to stop the flow of traffic across the nation and all this stuff. And I'm like, really? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
people they could just go around.
People are like, you know? They don't realize, okay, to 1 mile down the road, there's another bridge, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not the main, you know.
Yeah. State of emergency, open up the other bridge to the additional weight and the additional traffic and boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
we
it's,
adapt
it's
pretty
not
well.
The major thoroughfare, but it's fine. And before that bridge was built, they were using those. It's going to be okay, bro. Like relax.
And 3 days ago, that bridge celebrated its birthday. The bridge was built in 1977.
Oh, this is not that old.
So yeah, it's
older
like,
than I thought it
it's
was.
47 or 48 years old or something like that.
Time for a new one anyway.
But like you hear all these conspiracy theorists talking about how it's an inside job and it's terrorism and the government's covering it up. And like Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner and
write it down. Austin.
One of the lines in the Star Spangled Banner is dawn's early light. And when did the bridge get knocked over?
So dumb.
Well, it's not dawn. It's like 12 o'clock midnight, you know.
People are just so dumb.
Not everything's 4D chess.
Well,
that's a great way to say it. Not everything is 4D chess.
It's like when the Super Bowl was coming around and they were like, Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13 and this is Super Bowl 58 and 8 plus 5 is 13 and it's meant to be. And like they start, you know, the postal address of the NFL commissioner's office, if you add all those numbers together, it equals 13. And like, I mean, they're like off the rails, right?
You got to get off social media.
it's bad.
It's when I say like, and we talked about this before, like I will post on people's bad stuff. Like I weep for this nation. It's because of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't understand. Do they not have something to do?
No, they
like,
don't.
Do they not have jobs? Like
no.
Get off of your ass and do something. Like, if that's the biggest thing you have to worry about, I mean, you don't have any real problems.
It's the same guy that's complaining that his boss won't give him a raise. Meanwhile, he's spending 3 hours a day on social media on the boss's time. And the boss is going, you're not putting in enough to earn a raise. Well, I don't know why. Let me complain about it on social.
Yeah, let me complain about the bridge going to conspiracy theories. Yeah. Like, dude, seriously, what are you doing?
Now, in all rights, I mean, maybe it is an inside job. Maybe it is a terrorist attack. Maybe somebody did compromise something. But 6, 12, 18 hours into this thing is way too early to be speculating all that shit.
People want to be the first.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it bleeds, it leads. And they're all over it, man.
Yeah.
Like I get a bad rap for not being on social media a lot, especially in Tradewinds,
mm-hmm.
like I'm supposed to be and on the Void. But this is why. Because like after 3 hours of that, I'm ready to just stab people.
Well, you just scroll past that. If it's like, you just ignore that part.
It's like every fucking other thing. And if you slow down for 0.28 seconds,
social media picks
your
up.
Algorithm
on it.
is flooded because they want you to see what's going on.
So that's when you just
got to
go click on some other ad and like derail social media.
We need to like, I know this is impossible and it's going to sound insane, like make a real social media.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing on The Void and you want even more info, we just started a mentorship program specifically for trades professionals to start their business or to get their business to an incredibly healthy position. So if you'd like more info, click on the link in the description of this show.
That's not algorithm induced.
Yeah.
All the time. You know what I mean?
The problem with that is...
The problem is there's too much on there. You have to have some sort of algorithm.
You gotta fund it somehow.
And you gotta start to draw definitions.
I know, I said it was impossible.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pipe dream.
You have like problems of like definitions though. Like obviously you don't want like suicide on there. You don't want like people falling from buildings from parkour. You don't want like this, but then there's a line where it's like, well...
Why don't you want people falling from buildings from parkour?
I don't want people to die. Does that make me like a villain?
You're not the villain for hosting the video.
Yeah, you didn't kill them.
You're the dumbass who jumped from building to building and didn't make it.
And then told their buddy to film it. Yeah. And then that guy posted it. And he's dead. That's on both of them. That's
so
not on
you. The point I'm making is like it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, like what's acceptable and what's not.
I agree with that.
You have to define like what violence is. Someone's like, oh, they said shut up to this bunny. That's violence.
Well, and... Man, I didn't want to get on to like a whole thing, but he's right.
Yeah. Community standards are there for a reason.
And that's the problem with where social media is now. It's like, there's just a small hand group of people that are like, okay, we're going to dictate what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. And those algorithms are showing me shit I don't care about.
Well, you can train it.
I scroll by one nice set of breasts slowly. And then that's all I see for 4 hours. Does that mean I'm some kind of weird perv and that's what
I
want to see?
No, it means you got chickens.
No.
Well, you
that's
said
good,
there was
dude.
A story.
That's good. But it's like now the stuff that... The problem is now the stuff that I want to see and want to stay on there for, I can't.
Yeah.
Because it's showing me shit that I don't care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It irritates me.
Yeah.
It irritates me. This is the same thing with like... So the guys in the group, okay... A lot of them, they hate social media like me, right? But then when they start posting things, like I will immediately click on them or slow way down so that they get, you know, more stuff going on, right? But then when I go by something else and accidentally click it or slow down on it, now I don't see the things that I don't see their posts.
Yeah.
But their posts are what I really want.
You know the way around that?
There's a mistake in the algorithm. Of course not. So if I did, it wouldn't be happening.
If you start like, so
hello,
I screwed McFly. Up one time. And accidentally clicked, you know how you're scrolling through your Facebook feed and it'll throw marketplace suggestions in there, right?
Oh yeah, you don't want to click on that.
Well, like I'll peruse through marketplace from time to time. I accidentally, like somebody was talking to me and I looked away from my phone and my phone touched the screen while I was on marketplace.
Your thumb touched the screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I happened to actually like accidentally click on was like stripper heels, right? Don't ask me, like, I have no clue why stripper heels were in my marketplace feed, but they were. And I accidentally clicked on it. And when it was my wife, Danielle was like standing there talking to me. And
show
so
your
I,
phone, like, oh,
I turned
fuck.
To look and I turned back and I'm like, oh no. And she's like, what happened? I'm like, well, you were talking, my thumb accidentally touched the screen and I clicked on a stripper heel like post. And she's like, what's the big deal with that? I'm like, this is going to take over my marketplace feed.
First off, you were already on there. You should have bought them and made them. that's what you're supposed to do. That's
divine intervention.
Yes. You're like, sometimes the guy's looking out for you. Yeah. You're like, hey, babe.
Yeah. It just feels like it's kind of like too hypersensitive. Like I'll click on a video on YouTube and all of a sudden just like,
yeah,
there needs to be like a threshold.
Dude,
that's a good way to say it. It's super hypersensitive. So like it needs to be throttled in some way.
Yeah.
So that the things that you actually see are things you care about.
Well, and the difference with the algorithms, though, is they have to make the algorithm, and I'm sure it's scalable based off of each person.
Of course it is.
But society in general is so easily duped that people who can think about the social media algorithms at kind of a level up a little bit, they see through it. But meanwhile, the algorithms work for 85% of the people out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, because they're super short attention spans and all that stuff.
So like Facebook knows
so
I bought a boat.
Tell me I'm just a weird guy.
Facebook knows I bought a wake surfing boat.
Yeah.
They know the brand of the wake surfing boat. And so like I get ads for Malibu boats. I get ads for life jackets. I get ads for surfboards. I get ads for ropes. I get ads for all boating accessories right now.
Yeah.
Because it knows that I recently bought a boat.
They just want you to like stay on. So like rather than playing the long game, like, okay, what is this person actually interested in?
Yeah.
They're like, because for me, I watch filmmaking videos. I've watched filmmaking videos for 5 years, but I click on one video that's like the drill battle. And now my YouTube feed is just it's filled just, with that.
Yeah, it's
I'm
full.
Like,
you gotta go incognito mode on some of that shit.
Right, that's what I need to do.
Said the porn master.
I'm just saying. You don't want anybody to find out. You flip on to incognito mode.
I'm kidding. I have no idea what Mitch's personal habits are, and I do not want to know what Mitch's personal habits are. But you're right. Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, it's what incognito mode's for.
It just drives me crazy. Like the force fed part of it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like and what Austin was saying about the long play, like. If they really wanted I'm just using myself as an example. If they wanted me to stay on there, like it would be slowed down so that the things like instead of me clicking on one thing, I'd have to click on three of those things.
Right.
Or five of those. You know what I mean? Because then I would spend more time on it because I would find it more interesting and not get mad that all I'm seeing is stripper heels.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there has to be some kind of balance.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not for us to decide, right? We don't get to run the platform.
No, I wish I did, because I'd shut it all fucking down. We'd go back to going to bars and drinking and meeting people with business cards. And so, I know that's a pipe dream, too.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I understand that. For all you young cats, fuck off. Like, I know.
So speaking of social media and all of the behaviors that come with it.
Can I ask you a question before you go on?
Yep.
How's that whiskey? I've seen you make horrible faces.
Not great.
Dude, like, you looked a second ago like you were going to vomit.
Yeah, so... Danielle and I are at the store a couple of nights ago, and I love peanut butter whiskey, right? So yeah. I'll get some Screwball.
Yeah. Do you buy that with your tampons?
Yes.
Or, okay.
I pull the string out.
I cannot
so
believe
it's visible.
You drink flavored whiskey.
Yeah. And so I get my Screwball, but right next to it, so Screwball is like $35 a bottle. Right next to it.
You can get Grey Goose for $28. Best vodka in the world.
I don't like vodka.
Why? It's flavorless.
I don't like it.
Okay. Continue, sir.
So
I have another story about whiskey. That's why I brought this up.
Next to the Screwball is this brand I've never heard of, like Truth Whiskey or something like that.
Yeah.
And they've got a peanut butter flavored whiskey and it's $13. And I'm like, meh, hopes are low. But it's $13. Like you never know. This could hit the palate perfectly.
Dude, I fucking love you so much. Like you are the typical. Did you watch my Monday Motivational yesterday?
No, because you posted it like way late.
It was at 1 o'clock.
It's way late.
Anyways, there's a video I told the guys to watch, and in there is a guy, and one of the things he talks about saving money wise is spend money on things you love, be frugal with everything else. Mm-hmm. That is you.
Yeah,
I bought a boat that costs as much as my parents' house. But then I will only drink $13 fucking shitbag peanut butter.
Yeah, and I'll wear the same tennis shoes for 14 years, but I got a badass boat.
I'm the same way. Like, people that see me driving that truck, and it's a nice looking truck, but I could have a real, I don't care.
Yeah.
It just gets me around.
Yeah.
When I put a dent in the side of it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. And they're like, dude.
Everyone has that. Like,
don't you want a nice new truck? And I'm like... I mean, not really.
Dude,
like,
the picture I showed you.
I'd rather have something else, like some cool, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm good.
Austin and I were at lunch the other day, and I'm scrolling through social, and I'm in a couple of Ford Lightning groups, which I'm about ready to leave these groups because they're now fucking useless. But I'm in a couple of Ford Lightning groups.
You don't need affirmation anymore. Get out of them.
Well, I get them to just learn, like, get up to speed really quickly, right?
That's an inside joke for me and Austin.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead. Continue, sir.
We have an inside joke. That's the first one.
Oh, man.
That's the first one.
I didn't even realize
years.
We had an inside joke. That's how inside it was.
That's how inside it was.
And so...
sometimes I make things up.
I get in these groups, and there's somebody in there complaining about, like, a gap in a dash. Like, the lower dash and the upper dash where they meet together. And, like...
Like, how big are we talking, dude?
I mean, we're talking less than a millimeter.
We're talking like four pieces of paper.
And it's in the corner where the two dashes roll down beside the speedometer. And they're like, anybody else's dash warping this bad? And it's like, you have to look at the picture for 20 seconds
before
to even
see
it.
See what's going on.
And it's like, dude, chill the fuck out. Like, bro, enjoy your truck.
Like,
right?
It's like, dude, it's not a 488 Spider that you paid $500,000 for. Like,
right. It's not hand built.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Ford.
Relax.
Like, let's just be honest.
It still came out of a factory.
Yeah.
Relax.
Well, and then somebody else was like,
douche.
You know, because when you buy an EV, if you don't have one, you have to have a charger installed in your house if you don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And
which
so
most
this guy's
don't,
like,
because they're losers.
This guy gets on the Ford Lightning group and he's like, What all did you guys pay for your chargers installed? I just had an electrician quote me $400 and it seems outrageous.
Dude, for $400, you can't get an electrician to come to your house out here.
I know.
That's like a deal, man.
It's like comment after comment of like, that's a good deal, that's a good deal, that's a good deal. And I'm like, no, this is too good to pass.
Oh,
so I'm like,
here's the instigator.
Dude buys $75,000 truck and then bitches about the licensed and skilled tradesman with years of experience
for $400
to come and install the charger.
He was probably right next to his panel.
For $400,
yeah. The panel was probably in the garage.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All he had to do
for
was.
For $400, it absolutely has.
Yeah,
to be.
Was had to cut a hole out, reach in there, mount the receptacle, put a faceplate on it,
and then
walk
the guy's
away.
Like, the guy's like, I wasn't bitching, and I'm like, dude, your post literally says I felt like the price was really high.
Yeah,
that is bitching.
Oh my god. Oh my god. To wrap it up though, so George Diaz a long time ago sent us some Zazzerac rye whiskey.
Yep,
and I had like never seen it out.
Yeah,
like we drank it. Was
you
good.
Found it?
It was good.
I thought we had it up there.
No, we drank it.
Okay.
Oh wait, here.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It took like several months. I think.
No, we got it.
No, it didn't
we got
take
the empty
that long.
Bottle here.
Good whiskey, right? I'd never see it out. Like I'm sure if you asked, like some places. So I go to Marina 27 the other day to have a drink with my dad. And they had Zazzerac. I was like, because I went in there, I was like, I'm gonna get a Blanton's because they have Blanton's, and not a lot of people have it, and it's expensive as shit. And I was like, oh dude, Zazzerac. I was like, oh, to Diaz. Like, I just. So, George, if you're listening, it was good too.
That's good shit.
It was good shit.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm not drinking peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah, well.
I love you, man. You got to get on something
else. See, now I'm so frugal, I can't just pour it out. Like, I got to finish it.
You got to go back to Captain Cokes.
No, I don't. That's too much Coke. I don't like that.
Captain Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, it's too much soda. I don't drink that much soda.
Captain and Coke Zero.
That's why I'm going straight flavored whiskey.
We gotta check your man card.
Yeah, I know.
Dave and I are just going to start pouring drinks in there.
Could
yeah
we could
mystery drink he just drinks whatever he gets poured.
So speaking of social media behaviors, one of the things that we teach in Tradewinds is we teach people how to get active on social media and how to use social media to grow your business. And so most people's fears of getting active on social media is because they've watched the trolls epically attack somebody else and they don't want to get attacked. And so in an effort of transparency, I figured we would talk about, so like last Saturday.
You're talking about 3 days ago?
Yeah, 3 days ago.
Okay.
I posted a reel that was a clip of one of our podcasts where we were comparing flat rate pricing to Jiffy Lube. And
oh, okay,
we were
so
talking
recent one.
Yeah, we were talking about how Jiffy Lube is $595 an hour because they charge $119 for an oil change and they can do five an hour and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess I understand their prices change depending on which option you buy and what car you have and what oil you need and do you have to pay for the extra quarts? And I get all of that.
Do. We weren't having a show topic about oil and oil changes.
We weren't
the
deep diving into the
between 10W30 synthetic and original.
And we weren't diving into the pricing philosophies of Jiffy Lube and how they come up with all their menu pricing and everything else.
They call it an example.
Yeah, we were just merely giving an example, right?
Yeah.
So
we should have went with McDonald's. You should have went with the McDonald's.
I could have. So I dropped that reel and it gets like 10,000 views in a day. And then it took off on Sunday. It just went to the moon.
Yeah, I know. You were so excited. You texted me like three times. Like, dude, look at this. Look at this. And I mean, it was, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty cool. You
know? I'm not an influencer on social media. And so for a reel of hours to get over 10,000 views is a lot.
It's impressive.
And this one goes to 1.4 million. So as of
1.4?
Yes. As of right
today?
Now. Yeah.
As of today?
As of right now, it's 1,416,907 plus.
Should I share it? See if it takes off.
Yeah, because you got a big following.
Yeah, so 40
I have no
followers on Facebook.
Half of my followers.
You share it
also,
and it'll get three more views.
Follow Mitch. So
it also has 87,000 plays on Instagram. So that total combined between Facebook and Instagram, it's 1.5 million, right?
Nice.
So You get a video out that has 1.5 million views. It does not matter at all what you're talking about in the video. You will be trolled. You will have...
Are we getting to the haters gonna hate thing?
Kind of.
Haters gonna hate, dude.
So...
Trolls and haters are basically the same person.
I've taken some screenshots of some of the most notable comments on this thing.
Are you going to read them to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, am I going to be intrigued? Are they funny or suck?
This is in an effort of transparency to let all of our listeners know, if you're going to start putting yourself out there on social media, be ready for this shit, but don't let it deter you. Like,
well, don't let that shit bother you. They're losers.
Well,
they are losers.
Maybe they aren't losers, but one of the unique things with all of these things is people read and hear and see what they want to see. Okay. So if your mind is in a disagreeable state, anything you see, you're going to find a way to disagree with it.
Well, it's the pessimistic versus the optimistic.
Yeah. If your mind is happy, maybe you just got laid and now you're in a good mood.
I'm usually in an angry
Now you're in an agreeable state.
I'm mad after.
You know? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It helps if you finish.
I don't know if I've ever not finished.
The game is called I Win, and I win every time. So I'm going to read through some of the comments that we're getting on this reel, and I'm not bashing these guys or anything else. I'm more or less preparing our listeners for like the real shit you're going to see out there, right? So Chris March 5288 says, this is a new trend to talk out your ass and think people will believe you because you have a microphone in front of you. Who are the people that actually deserve to be starving?
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. He lost me at that last part.
Read it again. But what?
He says, this is a new trend to talk out your ass and think people will believe you because you have a microphone in front of you. Who is the people that deserve to be starving?
You, because obviously you didn't finish English class. I mean, what the fuck does that even mean, dude? Right.
But like, okay, so that's a guy who's really upset at the world.
Did anyone respond to him?
No.
Okay. Of course not.
That's a guy who's really upset at the world and he's just bashing everybody he sees that comes across his feed, right?
Yeah.
Next one.
Next.
Spend less time yapping on podcasts and learn how to change your own oil. It's so easy. Keep in mind, these are comments on a reel about how Jiffy Lube gets a lot more money than you think they do for oil changes because they can churn and burn so fast, right? So I actually replied to this one. This one got 44 reactions, 44 people.
44 different people, or you and him back and forth?
No. 44 people. This is on Instagram. 44 people heart reacted to his comment, right?
What does heart react mean?
That means they agreed with it. They liked it.
Okay. I just always do the like.
Yeah.
Should I be picking emojis like different things?
Well, in Instagram, it's a heart react.
I don't have Facebook.
Yeah. On Facebook, you get to pick which one.
Choices. I think they carry different weights.
They used to. I don't know if they do anymore.
Okay.
But anyway.
Onward, sir. Sorry. Go ahead.
And this guy's name is The Hunger Fartist. Yeah. So
no comment.
I said,
I'm going to eat that one.
I replied to him and his comment had been up for a long time.
What a douche.
I replied to him and I said, some people earn enough money per hour that it's actually cheaper to pay somebody else to do things.
What's weird is we have actually had this exact same conversation on the show because I still change my own oil.
Yeah.
But like I give it with the caveat of I like doing it.
You enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I like to make sure it's done right. And like it.
Yeah.
Mitch knows I got the money to change a wheel.
Like, and you have a Camaro too. Like you don't want to like go to
Jiffy
Lube.
Oh, no one's touching that thing.
Yeah, you're not going to take the Camaro to Jiffy Lube.
No one touches that
thing. Everyone knows if you go to Jiffy Lube, you're at risk of not having an oil plug when you leave.
First off, I know someone personally that happened to.
They wouldn't even change my oil. They said like they didn't have the right tool to bring off my Honda Civic.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. It totally does.
I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So
we don't want to get too out of control.
So I replied to him and said, some people earn enough money that it's actually cheaper to pay somebody else to do it. And really, I'm not even really like intentionally disagreeing with this guy. This is when the reel's popping off and going viral. And so I'm engaging with some of the comments just to keep the virality alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he says, man, just say you can't change your own oil. I would never buy the I make enough money to pay somebody else to do it line. When that thing is simple enough to do myself, I'm an attorney who works long hours and makes great money. And I still change my own oil. It literally takes 10 to 15 minutes. And it's like, okay, Does it?
Does he also drive a Tesla? Think it needs to have its oil changed?
Yeah. Like, no, he's prepping for that and like carving time out of his day and doing specific things ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah. Like
yes, like the physical act of changing oil only takes 10 or 15 minutes.
It takes me 20 minutes to go to O'Reilly's and buy three sets for every vehicle.
You're 30 minutes in just to getting the product, and then you're another 30 minutes in disposing of your old oil unless you just bury it in the backyard. Like, I mean, it is where it came from.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment.
I just drink mine.
You know, I ended up replying to him and telling him that, That's good. I've got a fleet of a whole bunch of transits and several other vehicles. Like at a certain point, it does not make sense. Yeah. He's like, oh, if you have a fleet, then you're wasting even more money. Like he's just arguing to argue, right?
Yeah. He's arguing to argue, which is what I'm very good at and love to do.
I know.
But this is not one of the ones that I would like put my flag in the ground on. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you doing?
You're not the CEO of Pepsi go out and change oil in every single one of his semi trucks.
No.
Yeah.
You think that guy's doing that? That's a great point. No.
Thanks.
You're right.
No, they probably have a whole maintenance staff.
There's a reason lube shops exist is because people are willing to pay for that. Right.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
And you have to have somewhere for the ex-convicts to work.
A lot of the comments are like $119. That's crazy. Jiffy Lube only charges $19.99.
What is it? $19.92? Yeah. Have you been to a Jiffy Lube?
And some of the comments were like, they only charge $40 or $50. And it's like, yeah, maybe if you have a 4-cylinder Kia that takes 2.7 quarts of oil,
Geo Metro or something.
But you get a real car that takes 6 to 8 quarts of oil. Yeah.
My wife's her Traverse is a V6. It takes 8.
Yeah.
It's an 8 quart vehicle.
That's $100 oil change at minimum.
I know. That's why I do it myself and that I just like it.
Yeah.
Like I turn on the radio.
And you can't even buy the oil and the filter for $19.99.
No. Right? I think the oil and the filter is probably $48.
Yeah. 40, 50, 60 bucks at somewhere around there. Yeah.
And then I get a 12 pack. I go down to the shop and I turn the fucking radio on and I lock the damn door and I'm in there by myself just relaxing, you know?
So here's another comment.
I'm going to make Austin come over to my house and help me next time.
I'll preface this comment with...
Just be fun.
I'll preface this comment with, I've used flat rate to sell plumbing repairs for over 20 years. I understand flat rate very well. Tradewind sells two different flat rate price books.
Ooh, we're going to get into something here.
We teach people how to get onto flat rate.
I got in an argument with a guy on an HVAC site the other day about flat rate.
Yeah.
And then the guy ended up buying our book.
So this dude says, oh, come on. There we go. This guy clearly does not understand flat rate. You aren't paying for 12 minutes of work. You're paying for the work that it would take the consumer to do, which is well over an hour. It takes 3 dudes to pull this off in 12 minutes with the facility's help to make it happen. In other words, what he's saying is... What he's saying is it takes the building, it takes the bay underneath it, it takes the fact that you have oil stocked in the shop, and you have a team of people prepared to pull that off in 12 minutes. He's literally violently agreeing with flat rate.
I was going to say, you know that you're standing up for the point, right?
Right.
Like that's why it's $5.95 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, because it takes the building and it takes the insurance and it takes 3 fucking employees and it takes stocking everything.
Right.
Just like we talk about, like the truck rolling out there's $50,000 to $100,000 depending on what service industry you're in.
Yeah.
Like there is overhead. It's overhead, people.
Yeah.
For those of you idiots that skipped Econ 101.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And a lot of the comments were like,
and this is another thing about social media. That's why I'm off of it more than I should be. Because after stuff like this, like, I know there's no hope for mankind. Like,
well,
they're just so dumb that they make a point
proving themselves
to prove you right and themselves wrong while trying to prove themselves right.
Yeah.
Like, do you not understand the thought process or how you got there? Or like, are you just so fucking retarded you don't understand?
Yeah. I don't know.
People
get diarrhea of the mouth sometimes.
Alligator
and
mouth.
They just can't.
That alligator mouth will take over. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they just talk instead of thinking. Like, think before you speak, idiots.
So, and a lot of the comments on here were like, dude clearly doesn't understand that most of that cost is oil, and dude clearly doesn't understand they got to pay for the building and the maintenance and the facilities and all this stuff. And
no,
it's like,
that all goes into
you're,
it.
You're
Hello?
Flat missing the point. This is why they charge $119 for an oil change.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I'm not, nowhere in the video did I ever say Jiffy Lube's profiting $5.95 an hour.
No, they
I
just
said they charge $5.95.
They just went. They just went to that in their brain.
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying this.
Exactly.
That's what they're going. And so instead
they
of
heard what they wanted to hear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People do not think before they speak.
Yeah.
Or type or act. They just they read something, and then they automatically whatever they assume that is, that's correct.
Yep.
They won't even read it again.
They'll yep. like. They'll, that's when you see people who are like. Really, like they'll start to attach their insecurities to it.
Oh yeah,
they'll have 100%.
Here we go, right here, right
100%.
Here. Next one,
100%.
Attaching your insecurities. There, oh, nice. So people will search for a way to interject the thing that's on their mind, mm-hmm. right?
Oh yeah,
and so
or what's bothering them or that they're having struggle with.
Yeah,
because they're trying to, like, let's be honest, they're trying to use social media as their therapy gateway. Yeah. Like, they're trying to get it out and, like, how can I work this out so that I'm okay with it? And they don't, what's messed up is, this is why I go to therapy, because I understand the stupid shit I'm doing, yet do it anyway. These people don't even understand
right.
that they're complete retards.
So GDS Work 2020 L Photos commented.
I don't know why you're giving me their...
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
He said, I never in my life let no one touch my cars. Weak men create hard times.
He thinks himself as weak.
Well, in other words, he's heard the line.
Can you read that to me again?
I never in my life let no one touch my cars.
First off, don't go on. That's the worst English I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
I can drink a half a bottle of fucking Grey Goose and get on here and speak better than that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, dude?
Well,
and you're typing. It's not like it's just coming out and you're like, oh,
you can edit
I slurred.
Stuff.
I messed it up. No, you're typing. You can type it, read it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's messed up. And then
just get rid of
like
autocorrect.
Those people have no validity
right.
whatsoever. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, and he's obviously
what are you fucking doing,
man. He's obviously recently heard that strong men create good times create weak men create hard times create strong men. It's
which
a cycle.
A, which is 100% fact.
Which is true.
That's a fact.
He's recently heard that, and so now he's trying to apply that everywhere. And all of a sudden, people yeah. who pay for an oil change, he's labeling as weak men that are going to soon create hard times.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't worry, buddy.
Like,
don't worry.
I got news for you. I built a house like 12 years ago and I paid somebody to frame it. Yes, I could have swung the hammer. Yes, I could have built the walls.
It would have taken me forever.
It was cost efficient for me to stay at work and earn money and pay other people to do the work for me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know what we call that in this country, which is probably what this guy is?
Freedom.
No, capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And this guy's probably all capitalism all the time.
Yep.
Like, dude. You know what that is, right?
So here we go. Last comment that
okay.
we're going to talk. I mean, there's 11,000
comments.
We could.
We're
on
not going to talk about them all. Like, I don't have the freaking patience.
Last
to deal
one
with
we're
going to
talk
retards.
About.
I know you can't say retard anymore either. Everybody. God, shit.
Elijah Wisner. He says
this is a good name.
He says womp womp. I work.
Stop.
At,
what does womp womp mean?
I don't know. He says womp womp. Womp. I work at one, not a Jiffy Lube, and we have different pricing for different oils, so the price varies, and we have like 409 coupons in rotation at all times, and you're bald.
First off, Mitch is not bald.
Man.
He's balding.
Thinning.
I'll give you thinning. Like, it's not.
No,
you're
I'm not
right.
bald.
You're not balding yet.
No.
You're thinning. Like, but like, you're right. Like, what does that have to fucking do with anything?
It doesn't have to do.
Do you remember? And I know that you do. And I know that we're not going to talk about it forever. Do you remember what I told you haters are going to hate?
Oh, yeah.
And you adamantly argued with me.
No, these guys
That last guy. I'm just saying the last guy. He's a hater.
No.
Like, when you say that, you're just a hater.
That's a troll. That's not a hater.
Same fucking thing.
No, a troll goes out. A troll gives hollow comments that don't really have a whole lot of weight to them.
Like
a
the
hater,
one before that
a
was
hater
a troll.
Is,
that guy's a hater.
No, a hater is actually like trying to attack your business in some way, trying to damage your reputation or your income.
No, a hater,
in some way.
A hater is anyone that makes fun of you for no apparent reason, despite you're not on that subject matter.
Now I got to Google it.
Now you're on that subject matter. Like,
I have my own interpretation of a hater.
The subject matter was regardless. Like, and then just boom.
Like, so
random thoughts.
Google's dictionary of a hater.
I also don't believe Google. Actually, that's not true. I love fucking Google.
A person who greatly dislikes a specified person or thing.
He just... Yeah.
Maybe.
He dislikes what you said, so he attacked you personally.
Yeah.
That's a hater.
Yeah.
Hater's gonna hate, dog.
Ironically.
And I hate Taylor Swift, but she said it right.
Yeah.
Hater's gonna hate. Like,
shake it off.
She it's the most accurate song.
Yeah.
Socially that's ever been written.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
Ironically, my boomerang hater showed up. So I shared that reel.
Did you say boomerang?
Yeah, hater? I got a hater that circles back often. And this is like a true hater because they keep coming back.
What's their info? Give me their info.
This is the guy.
Maybe I'll, I got nothing to do. I'm so half semi-retired.
Somebody posted in a plumbing group.
This whole fucking week, I got nothing to do, man.
Somebody posted in a plumbing group looking for plumbing price books. And so I, we talked about this, like, I don't know, 2 months ago. And I would have never seen this post other than my hater, who's been around before. He tags me in the post and he's like, oh, here comes Mitch Schmedley. He's going to sell his plumbing price book, blah, blah, blah. And I sold 4 books from that one post.
Yeah.
And all because the hater tagged me in it. I would have never seen it before. Right.
Yeah.
And so we talked about it before, about haters help more than they hurt. Right. So I shared that reel as it was popping off and gaining popularity. I shared it on Sunday in one of the plumbing groups and said, hey, if we held a free webinar with the benefits of flat rate versus time and material and like when to use which and how you can make the most money with them.
And let's say why, because we're both in like 3 groups now.
Yeah.
It's posted every day. Guys, how should I handle my flat rate?
Right, right, right.
Why shouldn't I do time and material? It's a constant question all of those groups. It's 24/7. Like when you said, Dave, you need to be in those groups and see what they're talking about and like put us out there and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, whatever. And literally it's every day I see something about it. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Mitch is right. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, it makes my conversations with clients like that when I talk about flat rate pricing. It's like, okay, 3 options. Here's this. Oh, I'll take option 2.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone's taken option 2 for me ever since I switched to the options. Like,
they pick the middle.
Always do middle.
Yeah. But it's just like, I didn't realize that it was such a topic in all of those groups. So that's why you decided, hey, look, maybe we should do a webinar.
Yeah.
Like you call me, hey, I want to do this. I'm like, that sounds great.
And so I posted in the group that reel talking about Jiffy Lube's flat rate pricing. And here comes my troll, my hater, and he boomerangs back around and he's like, oh, here comes Mitch again, pandering for sales. All podcast listeners must, you know, his subscribers on his podcast must be low and whatever else. Meanwhile,
we make no money from subscribers on our podcast, by the way.
Right.
It's 100% free.
Well,
first off,
this
guy, it doesn't matter how many we have. We will not make any money off of it.
This guy's such a loser. He's going to pick anything to try to disparage me on. Right.
He hates you.
Yeah. Yeah, he totally does.
And he hates you. And he is really a hater.
He really hates the fact that he helped us make $1,000 by selling 4 price books because he tagged me in a post that I never would have seen before. And so
dipshit.
Now he doesn't tag me anymore. He just goes and comments on my shit.
Oh.
And so
who cares?
And then he like so he comes in with the comments and I reply to him because he's a last word kind of guy. He always has to have the last word.
So you can spur him on.
I know that I can keep the algorithm engaged.
Yeah.
It because the algorithm
and then more
loves,
people see it, right?
Yeah. The algorithm loves people arguing in the comments. So if I reply to him, I know he's gonna reply back. And if I reply to him, I know he's gonna reply back. And so I just bait him into replying and it keeps the thing fresh and lets a ton more people see it.
You are living rent free in that guy's brain.
Oh yeah. And I have no doubt that guy's insecurities and his need to have the last word helped boost that reel to over 1 million views. Because
this went on for
like 3 hours.
Back and back.
Yeah, it went on for like 3 hours. And so I'm like, yeah, you're just helping stay this, you know, keep this in front of more people.
Do you ever post that?
Oh yeah.
Do you just post
it? I tell
them
flat out. Hey. I'm like, you realize that because you have to have the last word, you keep refreshing this and you're actually helping me out. well, you need the help. I'm just glad to help because your subscribers are down.
Thanks, buddy. And then he keeps on another one. Well, and, thanks, buddy. Just go sell some more price books.
Yeah.
and so then he goes on and he starts talking about how, like, he's trying to badmouth Tradewinds and how I don't even run a successful business.
Now I'm going to beat his ass.
Yeah. And so,
he runs two businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even run a successful business, so where do I think I have the merit to teach other people how to get their business to success and all of this stuff?
Let's be clear, I run Tradewinds.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I'm the visionary, David's the integrator. Both are needed.
I'm just
messing
with Austin. Well, you got to have, like, the businessman, the front Austin. Man, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's why we work so well.
He starts bashing on that, right? And I just keep going. He's like, how much money are you making from Tradewinds and how much money are you making for price books? And I'm like, I don't have to share any of that shit with you.
Yeah.
Like, all I care about is that all of our clients are happy. That's all that matters.
Next time, tag me. Say, if you want to know any financial information,
there's no,
look at this. Dude, I'm bored. Give me something to do.
I understand, but giving that guy the money, like, no matter what you tell
him. I wouldn't give him the answer. I would just fuck with him.
Keep it going. You could tell
the guy and make $1,000 a month from Tradewinds, and the guy would be like, oh, only $1,000? What kind of a loser are you?
Yeah, you could also put, like,
and then you could tell him you make $50,000
a month. You guys are ripping people off every fucking month.
He's one of those guys. He's a lily pad guy.
That's
what
I'm
saying. I call those lily pad guys. They constantly jump from lily pad to disagree with you.
Yeah.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah.
And so
it's because it's usually this big.
Yeah. So we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
We call that pinky dick.
Speaking of that, have you seen the
I'm holding my pinky up. That's
the guy's profile picture. He hasn't shaven in forever, and he looks like he's never passed by a McDonald's without swinging in.
Do not make fun of Austin like that.
Whenever you hold up your pinky like that, I just thought about, you know, that this is not dogging on them, but the purgatory tattoo, that truck that's parked outside there.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be 10 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
So when you said that, I'm like, oh, the purgatory tattoo truck.
Yeah. Wait till you see the guy that drives that truck. You'll realize it's not this.
You don't know that. Do you see it? Let's ask some fucking questions. I mean, if you're going to throw fastballs down the middle,
he's over 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Size does not equal proportion. You're taller than me, and I've seen them both.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, I drove past it at
Price. The typical lifted truck thing is short guys.
Right.
My truck's lifted.
No, I just I drove past
it's
it.
It's a 3-inch lift, but I didn't put it on there either.
The so lip and the tires is probably like 8 inches, like just to get to the wheels, whatever. Yeah. And I drove past it. I'm like, oh my God.
No one can see him,
huge.
But that's good.
Yep.
That's what she said.
So,
sorry, go ahead, Mitch. We interrupted you.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We have been like just
and by
constantly.
And by apology, I mean it was Austin, not me.
We've both been. I'm sorry, Mitch.
So that you get these lily pad haters that constantly jump from thing to thing and they'll bait you into it, and they're pretty good at this. I will give them credit for this. They're pretty good about saying something that you'll reply to. But there's nothing you could say that would ever satisfy them, right?
No.
If you're not successful enough, they're going to be like, you're a loser. If you're too successful, they're going to be like, you're ripping people off. Like,
that's
just how they are, right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I don't even give this guy the time of day. I just, like, I literally just give him enough of a reply because I know he's going to come back.
Well, you know that it helps us out.
Yes.
Like, it keeps that stuff going.
The only reason I'm entertaining that guy is because it helps us.
You know, the funny thing is, if you say that and the guy still keeps doing it, like, he's got a real problem.
Yes. Like, and he absolutely does have a real problem. Like, he's just got
a picture of this fat ass.
Oh, he's,
9 million pounds.
When you look at Fast Food America, you just picture him straight out of the gate.
Like, he's just meat sweats.
Yeah.
Meat sweats, shorts, and
stuff. I'm pretty sure he's got meat sweat drips in his profile picture.
It'd be funny if it was actually just like your wife's secret profile. Like,
she's just fucking with you.
That'd be hilarious. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good.
So
this is behind by like 5 minutes.
You're gonna have people, like, again, as we teach people in Tradewinds, you want to get out there on social media. You want to start posting. I had posted a picture. Let me go find it here. I posted a picture as this reel started popping off. Screenshots. Here we go. So I posted a picture as this reel started popping off. And if you go to your Facebook and you go to Reels,
just flip it around. Let me see it.
Give me a second.
Okay. Come on, let me see.
Right there. So I posted a picture of,
what,
like, it was
me?
A screenshot of my reels in my Facebook profile, and the bottom right tile. So it shows five reels, And then the top left tile is a tile that you can click on to create a new reel.
Yeah.
And, you know, one reel's got 934 views. One reel's got 2,500 views. One reel's got 279,000. One reel's got 222,000. And one reel has 1.5 million views.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I shared this on my Facebook here recently and said, the most important tile in this picture is not the one with 1.5 million views. It's not the couple with 200,000 views. It's the one in the top left that says create reel.
Yeah.
In other words, if you want to grow your following and you want to leverage your social media to benefit your business, you have to put content out there. You have to be ready. All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is Field Pulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using Field Pulse. So if you'd like to check out Field Pulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show. For the trolls, like we've just talked about, to come into your show and to come into your life and to come onto your reels and disagree with you and argue with you and everything else. But you also have to understand that those trolls are helping you more than they're hurting you, because every comment you get on a reel, whether it's positive or negative, every comment helps expose that piece of content to more people.
Yeah.
For every one comment you get.
It's a constant cycle.
Yeah. For every one comment you get, you're going to get 10 to 100 more people seeing whatever it is you posted. If it's a picture, if it's a thought, if it's a reel, if it's a video, doesn't matter. For every engagement, that teaches the algorithm that this, that people like this, and so they show it to more people. So don't let the trolls derail you. And in the same token, when people are like, people get really lazy in the comments, right? They'll do the praise hands, they'll do the 100. I don't even know what 100 means. Is that 100%?
But that doesn't get people to engage with it.
It helps. It's still a comment.
But still, so if they put that in there, no one's going to comment on their 100%.
Correct.
You know what I mean? They might like it, but they're not going to, it's not going to continue the cycle.
Yeah.
And so you have to this is very difficult. You have to actually think and type something engaging so that other people will then engage with it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Said the guy who doesn't do it.
Don't seek, don't post content for people to agree with it. Post content for people to engage with it.
Yeah, to think about it. You want them to think about it.
You don't want validation. You want engagement. It's that simple. I'm perfectly okay with people disagreeing with my content. Because for one, it helps the engagement and it helps the exposure. More people see it.
And two, but also, you don't really give a shit.
Well,
it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, their opinion's not going to hurt me personally, but it also creates thought-provoking and, conversation and everything else.
This is one of those things we've talked about on the show a lot. Your maturity level and not losing it on a contractor or a homeowner or whatever, this is the same thing.
Yeah.
You just have to know why you're doing it and what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
Don't lose it. Yeah. Just keep it going.
Yeah. Create.
Don't let it get to you. Be mature about it.
Yeah. Don't create content to feed your ego. Create content to feed your viewers and your followers. So whatever your viewers and your followers want to see, create that content.
Yeah.
Right. Don't create content that's, I call it douchebaggy content, where you'll see guys do this where
douchebaggy content,
the guy who got a lucky crypto purchase and now he's a millionaire and he bought at the right time and sold at the right time. And
now he thinks he's a badass.
And so now he's posting pictures on Instagram. Yeah, now he's posting pictures on Instagram in front of an exotic car, a nice house, and he'd be like, yeah, crypto made it happen, right? That's the kind of douchebaggy shit.
Yeah,
I don't really do that. Crap. If you notice, my boat, I've posted two or three pictures of being on the boat since I bought it, but I've posted 10 times before I ever even bought it, showcasing me manifesting the boat into existence. me sitting out at the boat ramp, taking pictures of the frozen lake in the winter and envisioning I will be on that lake this summer. This will happen. This is a goal. I'm working towards it, right?
Yeah.
So like you, there's tactful ways to post your successes and there's tacky ways to post your successes, and don't be the tacky guy, right?
Yeah. Don't be the douche.
Yeah.
Don't be the douche. I think I posted one picture of that Camaro when I bought it for Janine.
Yeah.
I bought her a 1968 Camaro for Christmas two Christmases ago. I think I put one picture on there.
Yeah.
And I never put on there, I bought this for my wife for Christmas. Fuck all you losers that can't afford it. Like, you know what I mean? That's not, like, that doesn't help anyone.
Right.
Like, stop.
Right. You know? It doesn't do anybody any good.
I think I posted one thing of, like, Layla was helping me work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think that's it.
Yeah. And guess what? We work hard. And so it's perfectly okay to post and share about the things that you do with the discretionary money that you earn from working your fucking ass off.
When I get that Ferrari, there will probably be one post that says, sometimes you got to buy yourself nice shit.
Yeah.
Like that'll probably be the only post that goes on there. And then when I fly by you, whoop, like you might get that and that'll be it. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's just...
I want one so bad. I can't bring myself to spend the money.
But if you make a post on a Ferrari, you're going to get people who are
they'll
like,
be hating you.
Do you know how many homeless people you could have fed with that money? And it's like, dude...
Do you know how many jobs are out there that they can't find people to work for? Like, it's not my fault they're homeless.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I had to crawl around in a fucking crawl hole? Do you know how many ditches I dug? Do you know how many 130-degree attics I was in wearing a tool belt? Which, by the way... wrecked my hips so bad that I've been to the chiropractor every day for like a month trying to get my shit straight. So fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what people go through to get their shit.
People lose credibility with me really quick whenever they start trying to make decisions for my money.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's different whenever they're helping advise you. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I don't think now is the right time to buy the boat. Or let's wait until this is in place or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
But when people are like, and this hasn't happened with the boat, but if people are like, do you realize like what you could have done with that money? Like,
yeah, no one's ever said that.
I don't see you doing that with yours.
Well, like, so like when we talked about it just briefly, I was like, are you sure you want to spend that money?
Right.
But it wasn't like, it was just a question. Right. Like, hey buddy, are you sure you good to go?
And like, you know, flat out, like, I wasn't as excited as I should have been about it.
Because you was nervous as shit.
Well, it's really freaking expensive. But at the same time, like, I'm watching my kids. So my oldest son on Monday turns 15, right? So I'm watching my kids age their way through the teenage years. And I'm watching a time clock of like, if I don't buy this boat now,
it's over.
By the time I get around to actually buying it, my kids are going to be out of the house. And then I don't get to enjoy it with my children.
80% of the time you spend with your kids is over when they turn 19 or 18.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's 90%.
Right.
And so you got three with the one that's left. Now, he's kind of a mama's boy, so you'll probably get an extra year.
Yeah, he'll probably hang out for a little while.
You'll probably get him, he'll probably go to community college for a year or two, so you probably get a little extra time.
He already says he ain't not going to college.
So he's going
to
be a plumber?
Yeah, he wants to work with dad.
Oh, well, then you got three more years, four more years.
I got time. But still, it's one of those things where it's
like... Still kick his ass out of the fucking house, though.
Yeah. He wants the neighbors to sell their house, and he wants to buy the house next door.
You know what? That's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
That is another topic for another day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like don't let strangers' comments affect your mental state when you're doing what you know is best for yourself, your family, and your business. Right.
Well, and don't let it affect your dreams and your goals.
Right.
Like, that's really what you're getting at. Like, don't let what they say, like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't get that and I shouldn't work towards that because people will think down on me.
Or right.
Think of me in a different life.
Now, here's the flip side. So my boomerang hater that comes back around.
Somebody
questioned him and said, you know, you sure are throwing a lot of shade at Mitch. What businesses do you run? Well, I technically don't own a business. I run one.
So you're a douche.
Okay, so you're calling out a business owner, even though you don't own a business. And it's proof.
Yeah.
There's a statement out there, I didn't write it, I don't know who wrote it, that says you'll never get hate from somebody doing more than you. You will only get hate from somebody doing less. And this guy is proof of that.
Yeah.
He's giving me hate for owning several businesses and trying to dictate what I should do in those businesses, and he doesn't even own one. right? And that's not to say his opinion's invalid. However,
it's invalid.
When your opinion is founded on hate, it loses all validity, right?
Of course.
And so then Aaron Benoit, member of Tradewinds.
Mr. Benoit. He jumps into the comments.
And this guy thinks he's raking me through the coals, but I'm engaging with him to keep the thing fresh. Aaron Benoit gets on there and he's like, hey, I've bought Mitch's price book. It's badass. It is literally the best price book on the market. And I'm also a member of Tradewinds. And thankfully, because of Tradewinds, I've now added like 5 employees to my company and we're getting ready to double. And so I have 2 locations and we're getting ready to double in size in one of those locations.
Good for Aaron.
And
Aaron's like such a soft spoken, like he's not an out. Yeah. So that's pretty good. That's legit.
And then of course the guy, he goes to a different lily pad.
Yeah.
And he's those lily pad guys, they're constantly going to change their position to try to stay a leg up on you. But eventually people just quit replying to him because you realize that the guy just has to have the last word.
Yeah. He's just trying to get the last word.
Yeah.
It's
nailing jello to a wall basically at that point.
Yeah. but I want to summarize this. I know we're running long on time here. I do want to summarize this with what comes from putting yourself out there on social media. So I hired a videographer 2.25 years ago.
God, dude, I can't even remember. Is it
April 27th?
Well,
we're not talking about you.
I hired Austin April
27th.
April 27th of 2022.
But Marcus
in November or December of 21.
Yeah.
And so at that moment, I made a commitment to go big on video and content and everything else.
Yeah. Which has paid off, by the way.
Right. And so what's become of that? This podcast became of it. Tradewinds became of it. We have a YouTube channel with over 10,000 subscribers, which for a plumbing channel is fucking amazing. Like,
well, if you actually blow up that heater, you'll get another 1,000.
Yeah.
Feels like you have to work twice as hard to make plumbing interesting.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
you
plumbing
do.
Is not sexy. So if you can get 10,000 subs on a plumbing channel, you're doing amazing, right?
No, maybe you should hire some. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say
some bikinis.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe you should hire
sales, right?
Maybe you should hire some.
I did share a video with Austin that we might remake. I don't know if we will or not. It doesn't quite fit the vibe of our channel, but it would be fucking hilarious if we remade it. So we'll see.
Okay.
You just have to stay.
I didn't mean to get you off track.
But okay. So because of all that, we do get revenue from YouTube. Right now we're averaging anywhere from like $700 to $900 a month in revenue from YouTube. Not much, but it pays the bills a little bit.
Not the void. Not the void. It's just Smedley Plumbing Channel.
Plumbing channel.
Yeah, I get no money from that.
Yeah.
No money.
So we have Tradewinds. Tradewinds was created from putting content out there through this podcast, right? Now,
by accident, let's be honest.
Here's another thing.
We had no idea.
here's another thing, and I'm going to showcase the power of creating content. Anybody that's listening to this show right now, if you Google, and this does not matter where you are in the nation, if you're listening to this show and you pull out your phone and you Google, if you Google what toilet should I buy and you click on the video results, you will see our video come up on the top of the list. You'll see me with like a blue background thumbnail standing in front of a toilet with a whole bunch of junk in it. And it's our YouTube video. Right. And I'm not pimping our YouTube video or anything else. I'm not doing that. I'm just showcasing. This is like a living exercise of the power that comes with that. So think about this. This podcast goes all over the nation and even several other countries.
Yeah.
If you Google that and click on the video results, you'll see my video come up. What happens? What do you think happens when anybody in my market Googles should I buy?
Yeah, if they're thinking about getting a new toilet, which one should I get? They're standing at Home Depot and they're like, which one should I get? And they're like, oh, dude, this guy lives right by us. Maybe
this guy's local.
Maybe we should have him just let's buy this toilet and we'll just have him come out and put it in.
Who do you think's putting that toilet in? That's
Mitch
the power of content.
Well, not Mitch. Content. Spencer's probably putting that toilet in.
Yeah.
He loves pulling resets.
I like Spencer.
Content makes you a authority figure in whatever subject you're in. And the more content you put out, the more of an authority figure you look like. And it's not about a braggadocious thing of, oh, I'm an authority figure. No, it's about business.
It's about,
and how do I get in front of eyes for relatively low cost?
I was just about to say, it's about putting yourself in front of as many people as you can for the cheapest dollar spent.
Yeah.
Like that is what marketing is.
Yeah.
Being on Facebook, having a YouTube channel, that is the easiest, cheapest way to be in front of people if you're in business for yourself.
Yeah. Another another exercise to prove this, that this isn't like a one shot and done thing. Same thing. If you go to Google and you type in, do I need a thermal expansion tank? And you click on the video results, you're going to see our video pop up again. And it's the same thing. It's going to pop up the top for the same reason. Yes, people in California and Washington and Oregon, it's going to pop up for them and they're going to watch our video. Cool. I make like a penny or maybe a tenth of a penny for every view. Like we don't get much from the video. But when somebody in my market Googles, do I need a thermal expansion tank? And they see their local plumbing company have a video out there with hundreds of thousands of views. Which plumber do you think they're going to use to put on their expansion tank, right? Yeah. Which one are they going to trust? And even if they don't immediately choose us, okay, we got one plumber who's successful enough that he's even putting video content out there and obviously people agree with it because it's got thousands of views. And you got another plumber who's just a plumber in town, maybe has a Facebook page, maybe has a couple of Google reviews, but doesn't do much with it. Like between the two of them, which one are you going with? Right.
Yeah. And they're not always going to pick you, but the fact that if they pick you 55% of the time,
right,
that means you're leading your local market.
Right.
Like, and percentages do not lie.
And that's the power of creating content and putting yourself out.
Well, and let's just talk about it. Like, you do not have to have a YouTube channel. You do not.
God, no.
But putting yourself out there just on Facebook on your local community pages.
Yeah.
Is huge.
Makes all the difference in the world.
If you're the one that comes up first or second, those two companies are getting 80% of the work every time in your area.
Yep.
But if you don't put yourself out there, it's not going to work. I mean, let's talk about, I know we are way out of time. Like the people that spend a ton, they come into a market or they have a company and they spend a ton of money on actual quote unquote marketing,
mm-hmm.
commercials on Fox 4 here, yep. locally, whatever. Those people still aren't getting the jobs that the people on their local community pages are getting because people don't trust them right out of the gate. They just don't. But they know that if they see Mitch, and I'm only using Mitch as an example, they see Mitch all the time on social media, in his market, on the community page, they have this subconscious thinking of, I know him, he's out there, he's in the community all the time.
Right.
I want to give that work to someone I know, like, and trust.
Yep.
We talk about Tradewinds all the time. Even if there was another guy, say it was someone else and it's the two of you, you two are getting all the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That traditional marketing of spending a ton of money, it works, but only once you reach a certain level.
Yeah.
But like for where, if you're under $1 million, you're under $1.5 million, even under $2 million, you can dominate that market almost for free.
Yeah. And then you just build upon that.
Yeah.
Once you break the $1 million barrier and you start actually spending money on real marketing, you don't give up your social. You still do your social and you do your real on top of that.
They're like, they're local. I see them all the time. Oh man, they're doing well. That now they're got some local commercials or a billboard.
Yeah.
All you've done is compounded on top of it.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that base, nowadays it doesn't seem to work as well.
Yeah. If I ever do a billboard, it's going to be freaking hilarious. It's not going to be some can thing I be that you on drive it? By and
can I be on it? Like if you have to hire someone to be in the photo, can I be on it?
No.
Come on, man. Give me fucking something here. We talk Smedley Plumbing all the time. I can't
put your dog on it.
Ugh. Put my kid on. No, I don't want that either.
No, you don't want that.
I want to be on the fucking billboard, Mitch. Damn it. Wrap us up, man. I'm tired.
So
I love you, but this show, we've wore this show out.
If you're questioning whether you should make the post or not, make the damn post. And just remember that 90% of your following comes from 10% of your posts. So that means that 90% of your posts aren't going to do well, and that's okay. You can't get the posts that do well unless you chew through the ones that don't. I explained it earlier. My top five reels, my most five recent reels, one of them has 900 views. And I got some with like 1 million views in there, right?
Yeah.
So like it's different. Like not everyone is going to land well. Just stay at it. Produce content. And when you're new into the content game, volume over quantity or quality, volume over quality every day of the week. Quantity over quality. Once you have enough quantity out there, then you can start adjusting the quality a little bit. But you need the volume of content out there to build from.
That's right. You need
the volume of content out there to learn what does well and what doesn't. Because nobody can tell you that until you throw 30 or 40 or 50 shorts out there.
Yeah.
You don't know which shorts do well and which shorts
don't.
Well,
it's the learning curve.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. It's just like when you're a plumber or you're an HVAC tech, like until you have some experience, you don't know what's going to work.
Right.
It's the same thing.
So, guys, if this show made you think about something in a different light, if this show raised questions, if you have questions about what content to post or anything else, feel free to send us an email. You can email us several different ways. AskMitch@MitchSmedley.com. You can also email Mitch@TradeWindsConsulting.com. You can email David@TradeWindsConsulting.com. And we should actually put those in the description.
Yeah,
I bet if we tell Austin to put those emails in the description, he'll put them in there. And that way we don't have to spell them out every time. How about that? So
he's on it. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good at his job.
So ultimately, ignore the trolls, ignore the haters, do what's best for you, your family, and your business. So until next week, guys, we will see you later.